Blog Talk Radio.
Trail Ride Radio presents the Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday, June 7th, 7 p.m. at the Arcadia Event Center in Arcadia, Louisiana, starring the King of Trail Ride Blues, Jeter Jones, along with Tasha Mack, Steve Riggs, Bolton Wright, Tiffany Rochelle, Rico C, Kenny Sangs, Elias, and Greg Shell. The Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday night, June 7th at the Arcadia Event Center. An all-white affair featuring Jeter Jones. Hosted by Anastasia the Bold. Security strictly enforced. Tickets $30 general admission, $40 at the door. VIP $50 and $60 VIP at the door. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or go to TrailRideRadio.com. For more info, call 832-613-4449.
Come.
Yeah.
To another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend. We in the house. I'm excited just to be alive. Thank you, Lord God, for letting me see another day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the ground, the earth I walk on. Thank you for my lodging, Lord. I just bless his name, y'all. How you doing? It's just exciting to be alive, y'all. So many people going on. I was listening to some things, you know what I mean, some classmates, some people I grew up with. They found out they going on, and, Cynthia Baskin, I heard. And just love chats go out to her family out there in Union Springs, Alabama. So sorry for your loss, and we just be praying for your guys' strength. But it is a very difficult time. Some stuff you don't really ever get over. You have to use the good memories to keep you moving. You know what I mean? I'm excited about that. God is good all the time, and all of the time he is good. This is not a religious show. This is a relationship show about just being able to relate with real people that's doing real things and not trying to size nobody up and figure out what lane they got going on, but stay in our lane. Look like I got Esmeralda on the line. She has an amazing new show, and I got some amazing news to put out there today. I got her unveiled. So she's part of the unveiling. What's happening, Esmeralda? Happy Wednesday.
Hi there. Hello, everyone. Yes, happy Wednesday. Super blessed to be here. Super blessed to be alive. Always grateful for the good Lord to let us wake up and change someone else's life and our own, so one day at a time.
I'm truly blessed and highly favored and flavored. I was listening to a playback of our show, a couple of them, and I'm just telling you, you are a natural.
Okay.
I thought I was natural. They tell me I'm a natural, but you are a natural. You are a natural. You natural. I'm telling you. Amazing. Amazing. Tell the world, when you tell the world a little bit about your show, then I'm going to unveil something that happened amazing for me, and it happened amazing for you, because when something happens for me, it also happens to my counterparts, which are you, and who all the other radio hosts and announcers that are on my platform. So, with that being said, let the world know who Esmeralda is. Tell them a little bit about your show, and then we're going to come back and talk about the unveiling.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Super excited to hear that. All right, so my name is Esmeralda Rabadan, and I'm known as Wellness with Esmeralda. Basically, I provide the right health information so you can achieve your health. So I spread awareness on health. I hope to travel the globe and get this message out, because that's what the good Lord's put in my heart. And people just don't know what's going on, don't know what's happening. I mean, more and more is coming out to the open. Just real quick, how would I want to say? Okay, so just for legality, I am not a certified physician. Jesus Christ is my certification. That's all I need. He's the one that provided this information. So I do not treat, diagnose, or prevent any kind of disease. Always seek the advice of your medical professional. So with that said, listen, we have a global attack right now on God's creation. And that was the COVID-19 vaccination. The truth is coming out. Now you actually even have Pfizer saying, oh, yeah, the vaccine causes XYZ. So, yes, it's causing myocarditis, which is heart attacks, activating super cancer, and neurological problems. And there's a whole list more. And you can even find that information. You don't have to trust anyone. Always research whatever information you hear or find out about. It's up to you. It's your responsibility for your own health. You can't depend on anything else or any other source. So I want you to look up Marjorie Taylor Congress hearing COVID vaccine injuries part 2. There. So if you look that up on YouTube, you'll find the truth. You don't have to believe anything I'm saying. I'm just a messenger, So I'm spreading awareness on health. And there's, I have great product that he's put in my path that is amazing. And even last night, I'm always looking for more, because it's not about the sale of the product. Obviously, it would help me, you know, if I grow, I can help other people. But it's about getting you healthy, getting your health back. Because the rest will come, and God will make sure that happens in his own time. So there is so much out there that you can do, even on your own. Just breathing, grounding, detoxification. And, you know, I can tell you how to do all that, but, I mean, just know it. Know that it's out there. So if you're like, you know, if you don't have any money, then there's things that you could still do to get your health back. It doesn't always have to be, you know, my products, other people's products. But, you know, obviously the tools help to have that happen faster, and that's why God provides them for us. So please don't give up. Have faith. I mean, I'm talking about autism, ALS, cancer, just anything that's chronic is really reversible. And God's creation is a self-healing mechanism, but you got to stop, you know, giving it the toxins. You got to detoxify, and then use the tools if you can to help that happen faster, because we live in a society that we want, you know, we want fast results. You don't want to wait 6 months of juicing and detoxifying to see betterment. You want the first month or the first 3 months, you want, like, I have energy. I feel amazing. Yes, well, my products do that, but just know that you can also achieve that without, you know, spending the money. And they're not that expensive, not really, not when it comes to your health. You got one body, one life, and this is it. So believe in the creation, and then we'll go from there, and I'll help you. Listen, if I don't have it, I'll try to find it, I'll research it, and I'll try to help you. That's the bottom line. That's just who I am. That's who God made me, and I can't help myself. That just is what it is. So it's all good.
Well,
it's all good.
You, I'm telling you. Wow. So watch this. I was going to... I'm getting ready to unveil something, but I just want to say thank you, Lord. And then we're going to come back and unveil this so you can jump back and do what you were doing, all right? Can we do that?
Awesome.
We're going to play this song by one of the first artists that hung out with me on the Greg Shell Show. Climbing the charts now. Go ahead and pick up this hot new single. It's called Thank You, Lord, and y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back with the unveiling of the hottest new station to hit the world by storm. It's 2 now, right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
If you're riding your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on.
Let's go! This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will lead my voice to sing to you, oh Lord. Thank you.
finish with this thing. I'm going to let my band play. 1, 2, 3, horn!
Daryl Thomas. It's called Thank You, Lord. Man, I really want to thank him on this beautiful Wednesday. They call it Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump, 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 Humping Around. What you thought about that track? I know you done heard it one or two or three times. That song should have you dancing in your car, you dancing in your seat.
Well, that was a beautiful track, yes. Yeah, let's just say I'm moving in the heart and not too much jumping around. I'm kind of like in the office working, so just enjoying
it. You moving in the head space. Well, I'm so full. When God say he will do it, I just want to let the world know that, you know, when you have so many different challenges and so much opposition coming against you, just know you're headed for greatness. You're headed for great. I just wanted to unveil that first and foremost. What about we are about to launch? Today is actually our last day here. We reached our 100th episode on this platform, the Greg Shell Show. So now we have Shell Radio that starts tomorrow. Ain't that amazing? Wait a minute. We start up tomorrow just like we got Trail Ride Radio as well. Trail Ride Radio is an amazing station that's taking the world by storm. But Shell Radio offers individuals like yourself an opportunity to showcase your talent on your show, on our platform. And just like I heard any other station, people can listen to you from any Bluetooth device, any mobile device, all over the world. And I'm really excited about Shell Radio. And that's what I wanted to unveil to you today as Merelda. Now you can pick your time because you're one of the, well, you're the third person. But in being the third, you can choose your own time slot and what day of the week you want to come on. And how many days a week you want to come on?
Oh wow, that's amazing. Well, we'll have to figure that one out. I'm gonna have to coordinate that. Remember, I still have my amazing 9-to-5. So.
No, but what I'm saying to you now is you can come on at night if you know what I mean. You don't have to come on during the day. You can come on anytime you want to come on.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, definitely. I would have to say, you know, I don't know, 6, 7 o'clock. I don't know. It sounds like a good time after people are home finally, hopefully, after, you know, the 5.
Yeah, you
five,
can come on at 6:30.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I like that. At 6:30.
You want to come on? You want to be coming on at 6:30 to 7?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be amazing.
6:30 to 7 going on Fridays.
Fridays is good.
So every
Friday
is 6:30 to 7, huh?
Yeah, Fridays,
Wednesday. Okay, Fridays, Wednesday.
Let's do Fridays, and we'll go from there if that's okay.
You fine. You pass the test. not only did you elevate from 15 minutes, you elevated to a 30-minute show, and then you choose your own timeline.
Oh, I love it.
Five new shows getting ready to debut on Shell Radio. We have Wellness with Esmeralda. When she come out with her timeline, you guys, you'll be able to check in and listen to her live on her broadcast every Friday right now from 6:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be the Esmeralda, Wellness with Esmeralda on Shell Radio, and we're going to give you that new information. Also, we got the new TV show coming on called Fishers of Men with none other than Prophet Geno Tia Sherman all the way out of Nassau, Bahamas. His new show will be debuting. I'm looking through the pages. We're going to be doing news, too. We're going to be doing news, and look like I got my pastor on the line. Hold on. Look like I got my pastor on the line. None other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace from Jesus King Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Let me clap him up first. Let me do that.
Awesome.
What's going on? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. How you doing, busy camper?
Man, praise the Lord, my brother. I am truly blessed and highly favored. God is good. I'm serving him. I'm loving him. And ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he don't count. How you doing?
Man, I'm excited because I'm on the line with my newest radio announcer. She has a TV show, radio show called Wellness with Esmeralda. So she lives in South Florida, too, so I want y'all to formally meet Esmeralda, meet my pastor, Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, and Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, meet Esmeralda Welch. Go ahead, say hey.
Praise the Lord, my sister. How are you doing there?
Amen. Welcome. Great to meet you. So you're right here local. We're local. I'm in Hollywood, and you're Fort Lauderdale. Awesome.
Well, that's it. You're the movie star, and I'm the one that gets it done.
For the world to know, Esmeralda, I want you to know, this is my pastor. I serve as his armor bearer. I've been in that arena for a long time. Even though I'm not physically there all the time, I be praying in the spirit, and we be on the line getting it in, shooting down demons in Jesus' name. And like I said again, this is not a religion show. This is a show about relating to what's real and what's right, and getting it in the right way so you won't be doing it wrong. But that being said, man of God, if you would, tell the world a little bit about who you are.
Just a humble servant, man. Just a humble servant teaching the gospel, you know, tending to the homeless. I serve at the homeless shelter on Scott Street down there in Hollywood. I'm twice a month, and you know, get those people, you know, just coming out of prison, and they've been on drugs, and they're trying to get back into society. So I teach a class called Wired for Greatness. Been doing it now for 15, 16 years, about that. And, you know, it even inspired me to write two books, Wired for Greatness, Volume 1 and Volume 2, that's out there now in Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that stuff. You know, and of course, I got into ministry, you know, from my gospel music. And, you know, me and Brother Greg hooked up because we were doing music together and telling the world about Jesus. But that's just it in a nutshell. I also own an electrical company because I don't collect a salary from ministry, don't want a salary. So I made a promise for God. I said, God, you take care of my business so I can take care of my family, and I'll always take care of your business. You know, so that's what I've been doing. And God has been faithful, you know, so to God be the glory.
I can say this. This is one of our churches I know. Well, not one of our churches, but this is a church I know. We don't even pass around an offering tray. Whoever want to give, they give at their own desire, you know, whatever way they desire to give. And you're not forced, you know, to give, to pitch it out line, and all that stuff like that. So I do appreciate that. I want to play a song for you, man of God, and I'm going to come right back with some amazing news right here on the Greg Shell Show. This is my boy Ernest Spout. It's called God's Word, and y'all hearing this first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back with none other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace, the author, the singer, the reggae rapper, the whole nine, right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming.
change.
Hey, AB, y'all.
I know somebody. I prayed that song with some pastor. Ain't gonna call his name. He said, "Turn it down." I said, "Oh, I'm gonna turn it up. Turn it up." That my boy Ernest say, God word ain't be manipulated and all them ladies. Fella guy, I gotta let you talk to Aaron Morales, but I want you to tell me what you thought about that track right there. It's the lead track on the new movie that I'm in called In the Pastor's Study. And my boy, he the one who wrote the movie on Full Time Pimping.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but listen, what he's saying is the truth, man, and he's got the word in there. Because he read from Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23. That's how we started it. So I get the word in that song, so that's all right by me.
Look at this.
Yeah,
man. It's all about the word, not your words, but the word. The word.
The word of God.
For itself. I love that song, man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you thought it is, Lorel?
Amazing. Amazing. What else can you say? Totally amazing. Fulfilling. Yes.
And if you want to know fast that doing stuff, you ain't got no business. Stop it. Stop doing it. And get right. Don't be saying you a priest and you a
a leech. A leech.
You a leech.
Bunch of, there's a lot of blood sucking vampires out there. I'm telling you.
Oh my Lord.
A lot of blood sucking vampires.
Yes, and Pastor, I just wanted to say, well, you as a pastor, you know what's going on. You see it with all our people. You see what's going on with the COVID vaccination. You're aware of what's happening.
Oh.
Now they're not admitting to it.
Yeah, tell him about what you do real quick, Esmeralda. Tell him real bit real quick why he's on the line.
Okay, so real quick, obviously, you know, God's amazing. At 48, super sick, thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair, refused all the things the doctors wanted to do to me, spinal taps, operations, blah, 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 blah. God showed me the way, put the right information in my path. That's my calling now. That's the message that I get out to people. And then right now, Pastor, you know we have a global attack against God's creation with what they just did with this COVID vaccination. So people don't know.
Yep.
They need to detox. People don't know that they can detox, and they're not putting that out there. So it's up to us to share and to talk to one another and to spread this awareness. And then, of course, you know, there's things that you can use that God's put in my path that helps you achieve your health that we, you know, we all have the right to have. And if you don't have any money, you can still do it. It's just going to take you longer. But it is possible. God's creation is a self-healing mechanism. So that's my message, and that's what I'm putting out there. And I'm going to travel the world. And there's savings in that. And, you know, God is just blessing me with all these amazing things to share with others so they can also, you know, get the information, move forward, and go and just, you know, they have to believe. They have to know. They have to know. So that's the message, wellness. Wellness and travel.
I love it.
Amen. Amen. Listen.
I love it. You know. Well, I know one thing, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, they tried to implement the vaccine. Joshua 24:15 says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So
Amen.
In serving the Lord, we know Psalm 91 that says he will protect us from all sicknesses and disease. So I had to rephrase it to them. I said, look here, as for me and my house, you ain't going to give me no vaccine.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. But unfortunately, we have a lot of followers, faith followers, that for travel and for other, you know, their jobs and, you know, whatever, they were kind of forced to take it in a sense, or they thought they were forced to take it, if not they couldn't travel, couldn't come back into the country and things like that. But even that,
yeah.
Remember, the word also says, and I can't quote it verbatimly, but it says that even if you get bit by a poisonous snake, it will do nothing to us.
It won't.
But unfortunately,
exactly.
that's what's happening in a lot of cases. Even the faithful people are affected by this thing. So we have to help one another with the right information.
Another thing I heard, I didn't look into it, but someone texted me a link where Pfizer is saying they apologize for, you know, giving out so many vaccines that they weren't fully, didn't get fully tested, right? So
exactly.
I don't know what's going on, but I know that a lot of people are getting sick and a lot of people are dying. You know, my sister works in the medical field, and she told me that her doctors are saying how many people are dying from the vaccine that they took. So I just got to pray for people.
Yes, we have to pray, but we can take action because he's given us the info, and that's what I share. I tell people how to detox and what to use. So, you know, if you have anyone that's in the medical field, you want to share it with them, I gladly share it with you. I'll give you my phone number, and you can reach out to me, and I'll give you what I have, and then we can hopefully save those lives and those souls.
And guess what? Jesus came ministry because you close by, and you can go by and visit Jesus Team Ministries. You guys, I got to pay some bills. I'm going to come right back with none other than Esmeralda and Pastor Trevor R. Wallace from Jesus Team Ministry. I'm going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
The first annual Trail Ride Radio Louisiana Launch Concert featuring Jeter Jones, the Kang of Trail Ride Blues, Greg Shell, Tasha Mack, T. Lyons, D. Riggs, Tiffany Rochelle, Bolton Wright, Rico C., the Barnyard Baddies, and Kitty Sangs at the Arcadia Event Center on June 7th, 2024. It's an all-white affair. Call 832-613-4449. Or email events at trailrideradio.com. Let's ride.
Trail Ride Radio presents the Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday, June 7th, 7 p.m. at the Arcadia Event Center in Arcadia, Louisiana, starring the King of Trail Ride Blues, Jeter Jones. Michelle, Rico C, Kitty Sangs, D. Lyons, and Greg Shell, the Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday night, June 7th at the Arcadia Event Center, an all-white affair featuring Jeter Jones, hosted by Anastasia the Bold, security strictly enforced, tickets $30 general admission, $40 at the door, VIP $50 and $60 VIP at the door, tickets available at eventbrite.com or go to trailrideradio.com. For more info, call 832-613-4449.
Come.
Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads. Trail Ride Radio's playlist is your front row seat to the soul of the South. Tune in, turn up that twang, and let the Trail Ride Radio be your guide to the roots of Southern music. We're here to keep your spirits high and your boots tapping. Ready to dive into the Heartland's rich musical tapestry? Trail Ride Radio's here to bring you the finest selection of Southern Soul, Country, Zydeco, and Blues 24/7.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? Welcome back to the show. I had to get down with that. Man of God, I did an unveiling today. Today actually is my last day on this platform. I reached my 100th episode, 101 episode to be exact. And so I was offered my own radio station, Shell Radio. And so
very good.
Going
to God be the glory.
Tomorrow.
Amen.
So we start tomorrow.
Glory, brother.
Thank God, good. Can I clap it up? A lot of times people want to clap up everybody else. Sometimes you just have to take time out and thank God and clap him up for what
yep.
he's done for you. Pastor Trevor, he's on a lot of major platforms. He's been in a movie. He don't talk about the movie because it's not a gospel movie, but Jesus hung out with sinners. He actually got somebody saved out there and stopped somebody from being murdered. While we was out
we went to Hollywood, did a movie, and God used us to save someone's life, so our time was well spent. But Esmeralda, I would definitely love to have you connect with some other people from the church as well that has the same passion as you. So, you know, come see us. We're at Jesus Team Ministries. If you look up Jesus Team Ministries, you'll see we're right there on Oakland, 7323 West Oakland Park Boulevard. And we're there Sunday mornings at 11 and Thursday evening Bible study at 7.
He would be
definitely be a great... Yeah,
7323
West Oakland in
Lauderdale. All right, well, here, just take my number down. And anyone that needs some info, again, you know, like I always say, you got to give me some time to get back to you. I have my wonderful 9-to-5. I have my 93-year-old mom. Life is busy. But you can reach me at 786-720-7152. Let me repeat that. 786-720-7152. What I do ask is that you send me your full name, a photo, because I always love to know who I'm talking to, your email address so I can send you info, and, you know, if you have a certain subject you want, you know, I don't know, diabetes, the heart, the detox from COVID-19, send me that. I mean, there's only so much I can put together in a short period of time, but I will get you info and try to help as much as I can.
Well, to God be the glory. That's good to know.
Man, you got to get your music over to me. I got 4 new shows you're ready to debut on Shell Radio. We got my professional wrestling team, Team Vision Dojo. He's going to have a radio piece on the Shell Radio. We got Fishers of Men with Prophet Geno Tier Sherman. We got Wellness with Esmeralda. We got the Greg Shell Show. It's going to be coming on Shell Radio as well. And hopefully we can get your new show, Spiritual Oxygen, Man of God.
Well, it's real easy to get the music. You just go anything you want. It's on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. You know, play it, you know, jump for Jesus, change your ways, whatever it is. Huh?
We need it in an MP3 file. I need it in an MP3 format.
Okay. Yeah, and as far as the
MP3.
Yeah,
you there?
The show, how long is the show for? How long is the...
My show?
My
show is an hour and a half. But I have spaces available for, you know, time slots for any, you know, you let me know what time you would like to air your broadcast. Spiritual Oxygen, you guys, he has an amazing ministry-driven show called Spiritual Oxygen. He's on all over the world on different platforms. Tell them all the platforms that you're on, man, I got.
Well, with the Now Network, we're on their website with Joyce Myers and a whole bunch of other well-known speakers on different television stations in the Carolinas. We have a television station in Africa, England, that we're on. We got radio with Gospelipso with a radio station in Chicago, California, Texas. Wait a second. Let me see if he's in. No, he's trying to get into Texas. Not yet. He's trying to get into Texas.
Well,
he's
in Texas now. He's in Texas.
Gospelipso. Well, there you go. That already worked out, Texas. Texas already in Texas. See? Yeah, but
yeah.
You know, that's different. I can't remember all the cities now. They told me a list of places, but I don't. You know, I stress that. I just want to make sure the gospel is going out and people are hearing a word, because you know, one of the best things that happened to me, not just in ministry, in life, right? To see that God used a knucklehead like me to change somebody's world. And this reason I say it, someone heard my radio program. They were in Orlando, and I was on every day in Orlando. That's paused for a moment. It's going to get started back up soon, God willing. But a guy was in prison, and I got to share this. He was planning on killing the guy that set him up to go to jail. So he had everything all planned out. And he heard my program on the radio, and I was talking about forgiveness. And he decided to forgive the guy. He repented of his sins, accepted Jesus. And he wrote me a letter, and he said, Pastor Trevor, thank you so much for God using you to get me saved, to spare that other guy's life. And now every time your program is on, I get my other buddies that's inmates and say, hey, guys, come on, Pastor Trevor is now a guy, listen to him.
Man,
ain't that the coolest
man.
Thing?
Man,
I mean, how can you put a price tag on that?
Amen.
You can't put a price tag on that.
Nope.
You got to let the crowd. That is just so amazing. And the story go on and on and on because, you know, I'm going to do some concert events, and I want to have – I know he ain't been doing music lately and all that. He's a reggae gospel rapper, amazing with it. He had put it on hold for a little bit, but I believe that this is a season that everything is coming out. He said this is the new wine. I think we are the new wine, and we're coming out. We got a new movie coming out called In the Pastor's Study. How this new movie to hit the world by storm, of course. It's got a little this in it and a little that. And it's not only a movie, it's a TV series, and it's also a stage play. I'm one of the co-stars, one of the executive producers. I'm really excited about what God is doing, man. He's doing it so fast, man, of God. It make your head spin.
Yeah.
Watch this. If you could share something with the world today, what would you share? Share some. Give them a word right now. Somebody need a word. Somebody going through something. Somebody facing the giant. And it wouldn't be good if I had a pastor on the line, my pastor, but he's not just my pastor. He's the pastor to the world. Those that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying while you're on your Wednesday commute, wherever you may be. Take time, pause, lock us in right here on the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3 and you can hear the playback. But go ahead, man of God. I know God got a word in you. You got 10 minutes to give him a word.
This is what the Spirit of God placed in my heart. All right? You see, in the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 12 to 14, Solomon wrote, and Solomon, remember, is the second wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth, second only to Jesus himself. So this is someone that you really want to listen to. He says this in verse 12, but my child, let me give you some further advice. Be careful, for writing books is endless, and much study wears you out. That's the whole story. Now, here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. And he goes on to say, God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. To God be the glory. My friends, I just want to share with you today that no matter what you do, everything has a consequence. If you're planting negative seeds, you can expect a negative harvest. That's just the way it works. If you're planting good, positive seed, you can expect good, positive results. Also, you got to keep in mind that not everything that glitters is gold. The devil will come in the form of an angel, but that demon is coming just to suck you dry, to lead you astray, and have you miss out on what God have in store for you. So my advice to you is to seek God in all that you do. My advice to you is to put him first. Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And then everything else will be added. The problem is most people, they want everything good in their life, but they don't want the one who is good. And his name is Jesus. You can't get the best of both worlds. You're either going to get the best with God or the worst with the devil. That's just the way it is. There's no middle ground. And some people try to exclude God from what they're doing, but it never works. If you are living life without him, you're just going to be suffering and be in pain and stress. But with Christ, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever ask or think or imagine. Run to him as fast as you can. That's my advice today, because I know people are hurting. People are worried about money. They can't find houses. Everything is super expensive. But let me just share this with you. Our God has no recession in his economy. Our God is not broke. Our God is able. He is not disabled. So you need to know that. And if you don't have Jesus, you don't have our God. Because Jesus is the only way to the Father. He's the way,
amen,
the truth, and the life. And no man can get to the Father except through him. I don't care if you're born Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever. Just remember what I'm telling you today. Because you don't want to stand on Judgment Day and say, you know what, that crazy Jamaican pastor did say this. That's too late then. Your time to repent and turn to God is now, because tomorrow may just be too late. You guys make it a great day. Blessings.
Amen.
I'm going to play this song for you. And then we're going to come back. I'm going to play this song for not just you, but I'm going to play it for those who know they have the favor of God on their life. Here's a song of Hezekiah Walker. It's called God Favored Me. We're going to come back with the closing remarks with none other than Pastor Trevor R. Wallace and Esmeralda with Wellness, with Esmeralda exclusively here on The Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my
but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. God, he faith in me. It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health. God
they whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire. They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God faith in me.
My character.
My character. My integrity,
my faith in
everything was in
he
question, but he favored me.
Will not
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health.
Tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
God
I got it.
God
I got it. I got it.
everybody. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Trail Ride Radio presents the Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday, June 7th, 7 p.m. at the Arcadia Event Center in Arcadia, Louisiana, starring the king of trail ride blues, Jeter Jones, along with Tasha Mack, Steve Riggs, Tiffany Rochelle, Rico C, Kenny Sangs, D. Lyons, and Greg Shell. The Louisiana Launch Concert, Friday night, June 7th at the Arcadia Event Center. An all-white affair featuring Jeter Jones. Hosted by Anastasia the Bold. Security strictly enforced. Tickets $30 general admission, $40 at the door. VIP $50 and $60 VIP at the door. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or go to TrailRideRadio.com. For more info, call 832-613-4449.
Come, come.
Hey, y'all heard this first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Ooh, wait. What do you thought about that, man? Guy? What do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Doing good, brother, doing good. To God be the glory, man. Everything is coming along nice. I like the platform. I like the energy. I like the fact that, you know, you can give God some glory. Because, you know, one thing we know, if God is glorified, brother, we're going to be satisfied.
Hey, look at here. We got a new magazine coming out. The Greg Shell magazine. Yeah. I didn't tell you, Esmeralda. I'm excited because they got the Greg Shell talent search from 2 to 5. They have given me that platform to help showcase whoever got talent. They can showcase their talent on the Greg Shell talent showcase. Ain't that something? From 2 to 5.
Wow. You got so much going on. I don't know how you're going to do it all.
Hey, look at here. That's why I pre-do it, so it'll already be done. It's like prepping food. You pre-prep it, so it'll already be ready. You ain't got to do them a service.
All right.
That's what God will do. I want to encourage somebody right now that's listening in. Your haters are your elevators and your motivators. When somebody tells you what you can't do, you probably can do it if you stay from around them.
That's right.
I'm telling you. And Esmeralda, I also learned you can't share your business with everybody. You can't share your dreams with everybody. Because they'll say they're
nope.
with you, but they will be not with you. So you have to be very mindful who you share information with. I even shared that with the man of God, because everybody smile with you ain't for you.
Right, right. Well, I believe in spreading awareness and planting the seeds everywhere. I don't care what state of mind the person has, and then let God do the rest.
That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to do it. I see the man of God. Can't nobody, you know how somebody try to demean somebody's character? That's why the Bible says, learn of me. Learn of me. I know the man of God's character. I know who he is. You're going to always have somebody that's going to want to say something. But they can't say nothing if they don't know nothing.
Remember that no one can throw the first rock. The only perfect soul was here was Jesus. So who's going to say something about anyone else? No one is free of sin.
Amen. Amen. Man, I know who's going to boy, look at you. I can't wait for your new show to be on the Shell Radio. Shell Radio is nothing. People think it's me. It's not me and Shell. There's a whole bunch of Shells out there. I'm just one of that name Shell. But it's Shell Radio. It ain't Greg Shell Radio. It's Shell Radio, so A lot of NPs come under. It's a whole lot of us. It's a whole lot of shells. So don't just think it's me.
So Greg, I got to jump off now, but I just want to say congratulations, man. You keep the fire burning and just keep inspiring and encouraging and do everything you got to do. Pleasure meeting you, Sister Esmeralda. Hopefully we can connect.
Likewise.
And get some things done.
Likewise, Pastor.
But before you leave, lead the audience with the word for the day. Leave them with something. Leave them with a little something before you bounce.
I already gave them the word for the day, but good thing I got more than one word. Proverbs 27:12 tells us this. Look here. All right? The wise person, the prudent person, foresees the danger ahead and takes precaution. But the simpleton continues on and suffers greatly. So, as I already expressed, that life without Christ is not life. It's just being existing. So everyone who heard today need to make a wise decision, a smart decision, to turn to God before it's too late. Because when you repent and turn to God, you'll be blessed. If you don't and you die in that state, it's going to be a sad state for you. Turn from your sin. Leave the sin alone and get close to God. That's all I can say.
Amen. Hey,
all right.
We want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to be on the Greg Shell Show today. If y'all want to listen back, you can listen back by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. Thanks so much, man of God, for being on the show with us today. Your presence just really made the whole big difference on this platform, on our closing segment.
Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. Many, many blessings to you all. Take care.
All right.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Blessings, Pastor.
Thank you.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What you thought about my pastor?
Well, I have to reach out to him. We definitely have to connect. I mean, obviously, you heard the word he gave. That's amazing. And that's what people need.
Yeah.
They need Jesus. They're trying to take God out of everything, and that's why the world is so lost. They have no guide. They have no faith. They've lost hope. It's just chaos.
So tell me this. It sounds like you ever watched the superhero show, like Superman and Wonder Woman and all of that? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you a superhero, a fake, right? I bet when you were little, you come from a big family?
No, little family. It's my brother, myself, my mom and dad.
Okay, I bet you was a loner.
I still kind of am.
I figured that. Because when you a loner, you be just so vibrant, so I was a loner. And it's amazing now to see all of the blessings that God have upon you. And it took you to unleash me to unleash some blessings to you, and for you to unleash some blessings to me, and then we both be blessed. Ain't that amazing?
It is amazing. But you know why all that happens? Because he has a plan for us. He has a perfect plan for us. And like you said, the vision he gives us, that's our set of glasses. That's not for anyone else. They can't see it. They don't understand it. They think we're crazy. They don't comprehend. But you know what? The people now, when I told them, don't take that thing before it started. Something's coming. Don't take it. And there's another one coming. The bird flu. There's another one coming. Get ready. Don't take anything. That's all I'm going to say. Don't take anything. No matter what they put out there, don't take it. Boost that creation. Protect that creation and don't take anything that's a chemical, because it's just going to weaken the creation. So you see, your vision is your vision because God gave it to us. But other people think that, you know, I tell people, I'm a little crazy. Good crazy, because I want everyone to be well. What's wrong with that?
So what is it? I'm going to play a song off my CD. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. Look like you done hung out almost the whole show. I'm going to play a song off my CD. It's titled, He Will Answer Prayer. And we'll be right back. Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, or no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he will answer prayer.
Come out to the world, Esmeralda. It's kind of like a crazy feeling. Oh, my goodness. And he has released you to the world.
Yes, I believe so, because, you know, I've been out there. I've been out there for many years since I was 40 and got sick and got this information that God blessed me with. I've been sharing it. And now it's just going to be like at a grand scale as of recent. I guess the last year and a half, 2 years, it was like put in my heart, like, okay, time to go global.
Now you're going to be in a magazine. I got a new magazine coming in.
Oh, wow.
You Shell Show Premier Magazine. And you will be in it's the souvenir magazine right now. But it's going to be a full-fledged quarterly magazine. So businesses
that's awesome.
That come and checking their business or whatever will have a hard copy of it. Digitally well as physically.
Yes, no, I have other ideas too that I, you know, gotta share with you. Like I would love my own podcast. I interview, you know, people, what they're up to, what they're doing. You know, geared around, you know, health, wealth, you know, wellness, travel, you know, things like that. So it's coming.
So
it's coming.
What is this? It's starting tomorrow because today is the official last day for this particular platform, and we are getting ready to transition to Shell Radio on tomorrow.
I know.
And I'll give you that information after we get off the airwaves. What do you think about
right,
that?
Right. I'm telling you, I'm like in awe. He's just got you all over the place.
No.
He's got you doing so much. It's amazing.
Got to get ready for our coming out party in South Florida at Top Tier. We're going to do it. We're going to do it the third week in June at Top Tier.
Right.
Where we, where we met at.
Uh-huh.
Well, we didn't meet there. Well, we had a meeting there, a business meeting there, and you were live on the radio there.
I know. That was the first time ever.
Yeah, so now you'll be live in front of a live audience there. Ain't that amazing?
Right.
He'll take you from the cocoon in life and make you a beautiful butterfly.
Amen.
Ain't that amazing?
Yeah, as long as he's ahead of the table or driving the vehicle, we're good.
That's the only way I'm gonna ride. He just showed me over and over and over how good he is. He is who he is. And that's why, you know, we play a variety of music, but God just told me to help. You know, you're supposed to help people. If they have something and you have something that you can help them with to grow what they have, you say help them.
Mm-hmm,
but you can't
mm-hmm.
help anybody because you can enable them, you can enable people too. So you have to be very mindful how you get down with it. But just ask them to lead you and show you who to help.
Well, that's one of my prayers, you know, in the morning, you know, put in my path who you choose. It's not up to me. Let him pick the people. That's it. That's how I met you.
So what do you want to see happen this year with what you're doing? What do you believe in God to happen? With what
I believe that this year the word will get out. I think this year more word will get out, the good news will get out, plus, you know, all the good things about his creation and the healing of it. So I think that word is already getting out because I'm already on the radio with you. So obviously that's going to reach, you know, millions and millions of people. And then growth and prosperity so I can help other people. Listen, I got people that I can't help right now because I'm not there yet financially and they need help. So I need to be better off so I can not only take care of my mom that's 93, myself, my son that's 27, but, you know, all the other people that need help that I, you know, I can't carry that load just yet.
Well, God
so,
is just
yeah.
telling me to play this song. I'm going to play this song for you. And whatever we're facing, whatever situation that we're lingering in the background, whatever residue, God told me to let you know it's over now. Here's the sounds of Kirk Franklin. We'll be right back as we get ready to close out this episode of The Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
is over now. No more cloudy days, they're all gone, gone away. I feel like I can make it, the storm is over now.
Jeter Jones,
hosted by Anastasia the Bold. Security strictly enforced. Tickets $30 general admission, $40 at the door. VIP $50 and $60 VIP at the door. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or go to TrailRideRadio.com. For more info, call 832-613-4449.
Come.
Hey, y'all heard it right here on the Greg Shell Show. All roads lead to Arcadia, Louisiana. But it's an amazing lunch party show for Trail Ride Radio. Go ahead and check out Trail Ride Radio at trailrideradio.com. My dear announcers over there. In our closing section, in our closing remaining minutes, what are your closing remarks, Esmeralda? Thank you for hanging out with me on this show today, too. It was an epic show.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Closing remarks, kind of like piggyback back on to what the pastor had to say. Jesus is the way. He's the only way to the Father. Stay in faith. Believe that you can. Believe the vision. Believe he has a perfect plan for you and move on it and move forward. But remember, Jesus is the way to the Father. The only way.
Amen. And we want to thank you for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully it was something that was said, something that you heard that could make you be a better you, or help you to go out and love on somebody today. You know, try that for a change. Love. Love conquers a world of sin, and it'll also help you feel better about you. I want to thank you again for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We have reached our 100th episode, and we are now headed to Shell Radio and 12 Radio with the Greg Shell Show. Thank y'all so much for your support. As we get ready for our official launch in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we're coming. And I want to thank you again for tuning in. Love you guys. Peace be with you always. God bless.
Likewise. Likewise. Blessings.